Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Rose to podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. We got a full house today. We have the Greg Wilson back.
Hey!
Bubba Jenkins.
What's up? What's up?
And my favorite ring girl of all time, the most beautiful girl I know, a girl who goes around the world helping people, Jade Bryce is with us.
Helping people get boners.
No, not tell people get, well, that too. But she actually goes and feeds starving kids all around the world.
I can see how.
Listen.
I've just been feeding this one.
That's right. That little man.
Now.
What a lucky guy. He doesn't even know how lucky he is.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful baby named Soul with her.
Wow, he doesn't look half black.
We're going to start by thanking our sponsors.
Just jokes.
Decipher. Decipher is a lifestyle firm dedicated to make your life better. Look, people, the world can fucking suck, okay? One minute you're up, next minute you're down. Fuck that. What you need is balance that shit out. Why not make life easier? Contact Decipher, D-I-C-Y-P-H-E-R, and with the goal of making life painless. They specialize in life coaching, mental coaching, negotiations, personal advising, and even business consulting. These are all services designed to help you maximize your full potential. So why wait? Don't hesitate. Grab life by the balls today. Call and schedule an appointment right now. 1-888-731-COACH. That's 1-888-731-2622. Code DODGEBALL for 10% off all services. D-cypher.com. Also, tip a fighter. Listen, fighters are underpaid. Really underpaid. And we can make a difference. How? By giving these guys more money. And women more money. So go to tipafighter.com at tipafighter. Anthony Berchek is fighting this weekend, this Saturday. He is a tipafighter fighter. He's a huge underdog, okay, against his opponent. If he wins, let's throw this guy some money. All right. I'm gonna throw money anyway. But I like this guy.
Let's talk about that. If you knock him out, Bubba, if you knock him out, I mean, you should get like a waterfall of tips, right?
Yes,
like
absolutely.
Our audience should show up and tip Bubba
Jenkins. I've had people tell me I'm waiting for Bubba to fight to give you tips.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A lot of people telling
absolutely.
Me that.
Good. I'm glad.
Now if you just finish him.
No,
I will knock him out.
I think less for a decision, more for a knockout.
I don't care how he wins. I'm giving him tips. Also, American Icon Autographs, AIASE.com, the best sports and celebrity memorabilia at events. Signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies, everything else in between. Past signings have included Fedor, Sakuraba, Rampage, Big Nog, Hoist Gracie, Merlus Conan, and more. Check out their website. Find out who's signing next. The guy's name is Sean. He's sponsors a lot of fighters, and he's cool as shit.
Yeah,
so
he's
go
nice
to
guy.
AIASE.
He's a pretty big guy, too.
Pretty big guy. Nice guy. So we are here. It's going to be a great podcast. I'm excited. MVP should be calling in any time now, right? MVP. Michael Venom Page. We have the beautiful Jade Bryce. Jade, how are you?
I'm great. I'm tired because I'm a new mom, but other than that, everything's great.
Now, this is your first kid.
Yep.
And I actually met the father.
Can I ask something? Is the dad like really hot or really rich?
We're not rich.
No,
okay,
honestly,
so he's hot. So he's
incredibly
hot.
No.
Okay.
She told me she had a boyfriend, right, last time, which totally broke my heart.
Right?
Because she's beyond gorgeous. But she came to my show with her boyfriend. This guy couldn't have been a cooler guy. Like, just one of those tall...
Oh, don't you hate that?
I hate it. I wanted to hate the guy.
Right. You wanted him to be just a dick.
Yes.
And be like, you don't deserve her. I can't wait till you break up. And then he's cool, and you're like, all right, you're going to have her.
He couldn't be nicer. And then he's like, hey, I got a bar in Austin. I want you to come perform there. I'm like, oh
yes.
The guy's like, offering me money.
Stop making me like you, dude.
Oh, he couldn't have been nicer. But you're not married to him. What's up with that?
Oh, I don't know. Ask him.
Really? You're waiting for him? Really? What is it? Is he worried?
Oh, he want me to propose?
No, but have you suggested?
My fiance did.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She made a whole video. It was great.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Maybe. Wow. That's weird.
I love that. I was like, is that possible? Can that happen?
The Greg is laying deep pipe.
That's right, man. She was like, I got to keep this.
And you said yes?
I did, of course.
Aww.
But you would say yes if he asked you, correct?
Yeah.
So he knows this. So what is his hesitation? What do you think it is?
I think he already anchored her with a baby, so...
A surprise, a good ring. There's plenty of obstacles to go into.
Well, I don't really need a ring. I want more something like tribal. I'm very, you know, diamonds come with a lot of conflict, so I would probably do something like... A petrified wood I'd like to do would be really cool.
You give me
I got
petrified
that
wood
right now.
Yeah.
Man, we couldn't
damn
get
it
there in time. We were both so, we were racing with that
asshole. All right. So petrified wood.
I don't know. He's probably waiting for the right type of proposal or something.
Are you hard to surprise?
But he's No, yeah, I think I can be surprised really easily.
Yeah. Was the baby a surprise?
Yes.
There was the surprise.
What was the surprise? I mean, he was not pulling out and having sex with you, correct?
No, he was.
He was pulling out?
Yeah, I think we just forgot one time.
One time.
That's all it takes. One drunken coke-fueled night.
We hadn't seen each other in a while.
Now you got a little soul on the way.
Yeah, that's right, a little soul. Little future white rapper. MC Soul. Look, he's even wearing his hat backwards. He's ready to rap right now.
Now, how did the guy, I know that you went out with a couple of fighters. I met the fighter that you went out with. Can we say his name?
No, I don't know because I don't know who you're speaking of.
The guy with the mustache. Are
you
allowed?
Oh, I told you that we didn't.
You dated a couple times.
No, we just hung out.
Okay, you
and Netflix and chill.
To see, I didn't feel. Yeah.
You didn't feel the connection.
I didn't have the feelings.
And then you went with the comedian. Could we talk about that, the comedian? No, okay. All right, so we're not talking about that. But how did this guy get, because you seem like you're hard to, you'd be a hard girl to win over.
Which
right?
comedian?
You're going to hate him.
Oh, no.
It's the worst.
Oh, God, please tell me he's not Dane.
No, he thinks that I go out with these people, but they're just my friends.
Close to Dane.
Oh, okay.
What was the question?
So how did this guy pick you up? That's the question.
Yeah.
I was before him. I was actually single for 2 years. Like I said, I hung out with those people to see. But if I didn't have, because if I don't see, I mean, I know it is fun to just have fun, but there was always five traits that I wanted in someone.
What were those five traits?
Big dong. She's not denying it.
I'd have to try to remember them now.
Was Big Dong one of them?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was one of them. It was like five.
I said them on the last show, though.
Yeah, you said, okay, yeah. They have to have five. They have to be honest, right?
No, that wasn't one of them. But yeah, I mean, that's a given.
Okay.
That's like Big Dong.
They have to be driven?
No, that wasn't one of them, driven. That's probably a given, too. No,
he's trying to name all the things he is. Honest and
wrestling private school champion.
That they're hilarious. I want to always be laughing because that's medicine. And
She came to my show, didn't laugh once. Just for the record, she came to.
Always laugh out
your
loud.
Your medicine wasn't good.
Oh my god, no, she came to my
your
show.
Your laughs a lot.
She came to my show.
Medicine.
She looked confused. Her boyfriend was dying. Boyfriend was crying, laughing. Thought it was the funniest thing. But she was just looking at me like, you know how a dog looks at you, like what turns his head. That's exactly the look.
I probably did that the whole night to everybody. I don't always laugh out loud.
But you're just, I think, I can't tell if like, because we went out for lunch yesterday, me and Jade.
Okay.
And she is like the nicest.
You're a little late on that, by the
way. She's the nicest person. Like she goes, so we go to Lemonade, right? Where mm-hmm. You have to order. She asks everybody behind the counter what their favorite.
You gotta order.
Yeah, order.
No, but it's a
weird restaurant.
She asks,
you gotta order.
Oh,
you
see really?
They don't just bring you a trough and let you.
No, you see the food and then you like.
And then you order it.
No, you pick. All right, okay. That didn't come out right. But so she asks everybody. There's like five people behind. She goes, "What's your favorite food?" And then they tell her. And the next person, and what's your favorite food? So like her whole thing was on their favorite food. Like she didn't even. It was like the weirdest, cutest thing. But you seem very, like we were talking about a guy, we mentioned a guy that sleeps with a lot of girls, right? There's a fighter out there who sleeps with a lot of girls. And then she's like, well, he never tried to sleep with me. I'm like, really? She's like, well, he did ask me to go in his bed one time. I'm like, that's pretty much asking you. Like you seem.
Can you give me a massage?
No, but when I said no, it was fine.
Oh, right. Well, he didn't like. Press the issue, but he did it when someone says, hey, want to sleep in my bed?
Oh, I guess I've dealt with like very persistent people.
Right.
So to me, it seemed like it wasn't the case. It just seemed like he was being courteous, like he didn't want me to have to sleep on the couch.
Okay.
Type thing.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
of course
that sounds
not.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why would you ever sleep on the couch?
Yeah.
And have
let me be
perfectly
courteous.
Good bed right here
with my dong out. That's
you
just
being
courteous.
You want to sleep on my face? No, no, thank you.
But also, he probably has a lot of girls just say yes.
Yes.
And so because I said no, maybe it was just like, not like
a system overload. Plan B.
No, but like, why is he gonna try harder if he probably tomorrow someone will say yes?
Absolutely.
You know?
No, he's definitely a guy. But it just seems like you're very, I wouldn't say naive, but you seem very trusting of people, almost overly trusting. Right?
Maybe she's just a nice person.
Super nice.
And we're not used to seeing that.
That's absolutely true.
I think that's
but when
what
I say that,
I think
like,
that because that does happen a lot where, you know, Scott or someone will be like, that person screwed you over. They did this and this. And I'm like, no, they wouldn't do, like, no one would do that. So I do think that maybe, but maybe it's because I don't want to feel betrayed or I don't want to feel like the person's doing wrong. So maybe I'm, it's not naive. Maybe I'm in denial.
Do you think so?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. All right.
Maybe. I mean, you're, I mean, but when I say you're trusting, you are one of the sweetest people. Like, for example, you go to other countries and you just go by yourself and then you find a way to help people in need. Like, right? Like you.
Yeah, I was doing that maybe for 8 years. I did that each year. But then, you know, the last year, I've just been focused on this one.
But that is so nice. And I was worried about you because I'm like, she's just going to Africa by herself, this 103-pound beautiful girl, and just walking around going, how could I help? And then eventually you got robbed, right, in Europe?
Oh, no, in South America. But that one, I wasn't alone. All the trips that I was by myself, I never got robbed. I mean, I'd get myself in pickles. But I never really cared.
Oh, I'm in a little pickle on this one. Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh, you're
oh,
right.
Oh, boy.
Do you know a guy named...
in a Guatemalan pickle.
Do you know a guy named ISIS?
He seems to... I'm in a Middle Eastern Uganda pickle.
Well, when I was in Uganda, I didn't take anything valuable, you know?
Right.
And your food costs a penny, so you're not really carrying much cash. But I would just get in situations where, like, the person seems shady and, you know, something like that. But I never was robbed until this last time in Peru and Chile.
So what happened? You're in Chile with your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you guys doing there?
Well, we were asleep on a bus, and the bus driver took our backpack. And then in Peru, I just got my phone taken, which was all I had left. So... yeah, but
how did you get back?
That was, my passport was in my back pocket. So it was literally the only thing I had once everything was stolen. But when my backpack got stolen, I thought like, oh, well, at least I have my phone. So when my phone got stolen, I didn't want to say anything about my passport because I didn't want that taken. But
you didn't
want
to jinx it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a hard month because I had recently found out I was pregnant. We had gone there. I booked the trip before I found out I was pregnant. So I had this whole, like, we were going to camp after hiking the Inca Trail, and I was going to do some experiences, you know, there. And then we found out I was pregnant, and then, you know, we got robbed. And then a week when I came back, not only was my car covered in eggs for some reason, it was in the middle of nowhere, so no one would have known it was my car, but it's covered in eggs, and then... Christmas Day, I got let go from Bellator. So that was a really hard month. So I feel like getting robbed was just kind of like part of the plan, like, for the month. Like, it just was meant to be as hard as possible.
Like, what else can go wrong?
Yeah, it was just meant to be as hard as possible because I think I had been maybe when the universe lets all that happen at once, it's like trying to get you to wake up and change something. So, like, if everything's going bad, then maybe something needs to change. Like, you need to pay attention more or something, you know?
So when you... did you ever find out why you got let go from Bellator?
No, and it sucks because I would like the closure, but they didn't know I was pregnant, and I was still in my first trimester, so you weren't even showing yet. No, and usually in your first trimester, you don't really make any plans because you don't know. A lot of people don't make it out of the first trimester, like almost like probably 40% of pregnancies.
Yeah.
And
Greg shouldn't have.
But I did because I'm a survivor.
So that, and then I
fought my way through it. I kept dodging that hanger, boy. I kept dodging that hanger. I was like, no, you're not going to get me. I'm coming out.
Please go on.
I also had some plans to pitch to them of things that I could do to stay on the team. But they did let go of a lot of people when they let me go. It wasn't just me. They said that they were going to do like an international ring girl contest, that it would be good for the brand. But I don't know.
It pumps me out because, well, number one, you were the best ring girl. I mean,
there's only two of us.
Okay, fine. But you were way, I mean, the other girl had, she's an attractive girl, but she's had a lot of work done, like her lips and everything else.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
You're so sweet. I don't know.
You are the most natural ring girl. And I must say, even after giving birth, you're
I
still.
I haven't had anything done, but maybe that's why they let me go. Maybe they, you know, I've been with them almost 5 years, and so I'm 5 years older than when they hired me. So maybe that's why. Maybe if I did have work done, I would
now maybe
have...
they just wanted to fresh up the roster.
No, because they hired the girl's best friend. They hired the other ring girl.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like that girl was blowing your boss. That's what that sounds like to me.
And it's 5 years and I haven't got a blowjob. She's got to go.
She's got to go.
I never.
And she was like, you know who would help me with this? My friend over here. And
we switched.
I can call her in the room right now. Slurp, slurp, slurp. 5 minutes later, you don't have a job. So sounds like you got the wrong guys, baby.
We switched CEOs, remember, from Bjorn to Scott Coker.
Yeah.
And I never really even had a conversation with Scott Coker in the whole season that we worked together. Whereas,
sounds like the other girl did. Well, she's like, you're the new CEO.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I don't think so.
You know, but Bjorn, be a great ring girl, my best friend.
Bjorn always really took up for us, though, and nothing was ever even suggested in that light. So
now, but a lot of fighters did hit on you. Because you told me,
of course,
like,
but
did you ever hook up with any of the fighters aside from the one guy with the mustache?
He wasn't even one of our fighters, I didn't hook up with him.
Okay, did you ever hook up with a Bellator fighter?
That was against even if we were seen like having lunch with a Bellator fighter, we supposedly our contract would be null and void. So that wasn't just.
But guys were still hitting on you.
That just wasn't
though, right?
worth the risk for me.
Yeah. But guys, so I mean, was it hard? Because you got these buff dudes that are like, "Hey Jade, what are you doing later?"
You know, it wasn't that hard because if I ever did get a little crush after being on the road with them a couple weeks, it was like, "Oh, I don't really."
Yeah, these guys are filthy animals.
Just a lot of them also, there's two of them that were always, every time, would try.
Were they brothers?
By that, do you mean black guys, or do you mean actual brothers?
Were they actual brothers?
Oh, okay. Oh, were they
but
brothers?
But come to find out, they've both been married 10 years with little babies.
Wow.
And okay. That breaks my heart, because their wives are at home rooting for them.
Trying to fuck a hot girl
when they have a wife.
I can't believe this.
I can't. I honestly can't.
I can't either. This is shocking.
No, okay. You're joking. I'm serious.
I'm totally joking, and so, I know you're serious.
See how she says
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I feel nauseated right now over it because I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of the girls
with
guys that are well off, they just know that that's part of the agreement.
Yeah.
But not in this case, you know. Yeah. So that just makes me really sad. But that was a lot of the fighter situation. You'd find out they had a girlfriend or a wife, and so you know, within a couple of weeks, I was usually pretty disgusted by.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. Now what's your plan now? Because I remember last time you were doing some indie films, right? Or you were thinking about acting. Are you still doing that?
I don't remember what I was doing.
I think you were like acting in some indies. You had some are you still thinking about doing that? Or are you?
I'd like to. I'm just playing it by ear now because of the little one. Like right now, it'd be hard to be on set for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But if it's like a couple day roles, I could take him with me.
I know your dad also was a pretty big comic, but you guys were estranged.
Like in the 80s.
You hadn't talked ever like since you were a kid. Has your dad seen the kid? Have you talked to him since you had a baby?
On Facebook.
So your dad's never met the baby?
No. He's not even seen me. So I saw him when I was 13 last. And then when I was 20, I was working on a movie set. And the director told me that I needed to smile more when I made eye contact. Because, you know, I'm blonde and busty. So if I'm just standing there smiling, I feel like I look like a ditz. So I usually don't do that. But he said, well, wait, if you make eye contact, you should smile because you're going to miss opportunities because you're not going to be approachable. So I made a point that night when we were on set, like whoever I made eye contact with, saw Jack Black, made a smile, Morgan Fairchild.
What set was this?
Spring Break 83.
Okay.
I don't think it actually ever came out.
All right.
There was a lot of big names, but they got in trouble with SAG was the issue. Ah. And so they got shut down a week early and they didn't have enough footage. And I think they still tried to release it without some of the footage and it just didn't make sense. But yeah, so I saw Jack Black and Morgan Fairchild, smiled at them. And in between them was this guy staring at me like he was going to throw up. And I smiled at him and I was like, why is he staring at me like that? And then it hit me like, oh gosh, that's my dad. And so
holy crap, who is it, David Spade?
She wouldn't tell me. Oh, okay. She wouldn't tell me. It's like a road comic from Texas, where you're from.
No, not Texas. Oh. That's just where I grew up mostly.
It's like a road comic who like goes around telling people on stage, I have a daughter who's a ring girl, but she wouldn't tell me.
I think
me.
He thought my name was Jade Brown for a while, though.
So
that's a good dad.
That's two colors.
That's so Jade Brown.
Your dad's a comedian. Okay.
Clearly.
Yeah, so I saw him and I just kind of left the building and told the director later, like, sorry, I guess my birth dad's working for you. And that was the last time I saw him. But before that, I saw him when I was 13. I spent time with him and then he got in trouble again, so he went back to jail. And then maybe 5 years ago, we added each other on Facebook. I don't know. I was going to Africa, and I, for some reason, like, there was a lot of rape crime going on and a lot of, like, horrible stuff. And I, like, wrote letters to all my loved ones just in case anything happened, as silly as that sounds. And so I added him on Facebook. And, yeah. We haven't talked much, though.
Well, it's a shame because you're such a great girl and such a beautiful...
No kidding. He's missing out. Now he's going to miss out on his own
grandson. Such a beautiful person. And I'm not just saying that as like a guy thing. You're honestly like any father I would think would be thrilled to have you as a daughter. You're exactly what I would want as a daughter. Aside from that... in some weird way.
That is so creepy.
I know. That's not what I meant.
You're exactly what I'd want as a daughter.
Aside from the, like, aside from the Playboy pics.
Showering in my house.
I don't know how I do.
Friends in bikini. The same way.
Yeah. That's not what I meant. So, I meant she's a great person. Shut up, Dick. All right, go on.
I think he feels the same way.
He feels the same way.
I can just boner around the pool.
Because he's always posting on his Facebook, like, oh, my daughter has 2 million fans on Facebook, and it's not because of her beauty. It's because she's such a good person. Like, he'll post that. And a few people will bring up, like, yeah, but she's done Playboy, or she, you know, like, she supports fighting or something like that. Yeah. And he always just says that it doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
Those people who support fighting, I mean, I don't know.
How would you feel if your daughter was in Playboy? I wouldn't care. I mean, I probably wouldn't care if my daughter... I'd be happy.
I plan to be dead by then, so.
I definitely wouldn't want to see the pictures being at my daughter.
Yeah, you don't want to see the pictures.
Yeah, you don't want to see
the pictures. But now they're not doing nudity anymore, so actually, if you're in Playboy now, it'd probably be just for an article. Yeah. So I'd be very proud.
So, by the way, I've been watching the funniest show I've ever seen since Ali G. Ali G might have been funnier, but this is very close. This girl told me about it. It's on Hulu. It's called The Hot Wives of Orlando and The Hot Wives of Las Vegas. It's buried on Hulu. Okay. But it is I was crying laughing. Like,
really?
I had to turn away.
It's reality?
It's faux reality.
It's like a mock
reality.
It's like a fake... It's a parody of The Real Housewives. Because
right.
I dated a girl who used to love The Real Housewives.
I hate all of them.
Oh, me too. And I used to sit through it with just like disgust of like, and then you almost like get into it, even though you hate it, you're like.
It's a train wreck.
It's a train wreck. But these girls are, it's produced by Paul Scheer, who's a
very funny guy.
Very funny guy. And then they have like funny cameos like Key from Key and Peele's on it. Mm. Melissa Rauch, who I used to know from New York.
And then she got Big Bang Theory and stopped doing comedy and just disappeared.
But she's on this. I mean, she does a little cameo, but Weird Al Yankovic's on it. But these girls, I actually tweeted like the writer of it, this girl, Jennifer Schneider. No, Danielle Schneider. And she tweeted back, thank you. I don't even know if it's going to be picked up for a third season. If you guys want to laugh, and you know me, I'm not getting paid by this.
This is a free promo you're giving
me. This is a free promo. I was crying laughing. And you can watch it with a girl, because the girls will love it. It's the kind of thing you can actually watch with a chick and both laugh at. And I'm telling you, The Hot Wives of Las Vegas, Hot Wives of Orlando is the funniest thing I've seen in years. I had to look away from my computer. I was laughing so hard. My stomach was hurting. And I was like, I saw it stoned. And I was like, all right, maybe it's not funny. I watched it again sober. I still laughed.
Okay.
As hard. So
I'm in a new series on Vimeo called Con Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
With Alan Tudyk from Firefly.
Good for you, man.
He's the lead on it. It's just that I just did a couple scenes on the show. But
so how
it's a new
been,
series
man?
Coming out. I just got back from North Dakota.
Colleges?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd it go?
You know how it is with colleges.
Fargo?
Yeah, Fargo.
Oh, man.
You know, here's the thing, though. I'm expecting the full Fargo experience. I'm thinking sheets of snow, a guy in a wood chipper, the whole thing. And instead, it was like 64 degrees. Like, it hadn't gotten cold yet, and then it rained.
How was the crowd? Good?
The first, it was weird because, like, colleges are so strange because, like, the first college, I thought I had a great show, but then afterward, the whole, like, you know, committee and the advisor were all really cold to me. Like, I had just... Like, I just date raped the school.
Well, you could have had a great show, and that could have happened.
Right. So, and that's horrible, because then you're just walking around the next day like, what did I do wrong?
Oh, I can't wait for the phone call.
Right. I'm waiting for the phone call from the agent going, Greg.
That's how I felt.
Really say this? I'm like, well, yeah, but that's out of context.
Every time I did a cruise ship, yeah. I did cruise ships for 2 years. I was always waiting for the phone call.
Yeah, like, and so, sorry, but then the next two were awesome. Everybody loved it. The committee loved it. They all took me out of, you know what I mean?
But did you ever get that phone call?
Not yet, but it usually comes the next week, so I'm waiting till next week to get the phone call.
And Bubba, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, cutting this weight, feeling good.
Now, you were only 13 pounds over last week.
Yes.
So, I mean, what are you, 5 pounds over now?
I'm closer. Let's just say I'm closer.
You're closer.
You're 11 pounds over.
I tell you every damn week, don't ask me about my weight as a fighter. But no, I mean, we're about 14 days out.
By the way, your Halloween costume was the best thing I've ever seen.
You like my son being little Moses?
Yeah, him and his son. You were Moses, right?
I was Samson.
He was Samson, and his kid was Moses, and he gave his kid a beard, and it was the cutest.
That's biblically accurate.
Oh, yeah.
it was great.
It was the cutest thing.
So many people hit me up about that, you know? So many people were talking about it and you know, doing little memes on it. I mean, I had a good time.
It was perfect. By the way,
you didn't like my costume?
What?
You didn't like my costume?
What was your costume?
Red flashlight.
I think I did see that. Yeah. I did see it.
I invented my own superhero.
I was nobody. I had a t-shirt that said mac and cheese. I did a comedy show.
Bad.
Look, I'm 37 years old. I'm not dressing up like
have fun. Live your life. What, 37? You can't have fun no more?
If I had a kid, I would dress up. If I had a kid.
Yeah, but
did you dress up?
Yeah.
What were you?
A pink poodle.
The first time I ever wanted to bang a poodle.
And Soul was Frankenstein.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cute.
Did he like it?
He loved it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did he have any idea?
He knew something was on his head.
Now, when you were pregnant, were you and your husband still, you guys still do it? 'Cause I know some guys.
Not husband.
You and your boyfriend, were you guys still doing it when you were pregnant or no?
I mean, yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's true for everybody. You kind of want to more when you're pregnant.
Really?
Your hormones are up, I think.
I gotta start banging pregnancy.
And you know you can't get pregnant again. You're like, I'm already there, so unload.
But did you have to like just
but
do it?
I think some men, I've read, like some men don't want to, some men are okay with it. A lot of men are kind of freaked out.
Yeah, some men get freaked out. They're afraid a hand's gonna like grab their dick and pull them and shit like that.
Was it only doggy style? Because it seemed like that would be like
I think once you're maybe 7 months, you can't do much else.
So it's just doggy style?
Yeah.
I think after 7 months for most people.
Nice. That'd be funny. I'm sure that was written by a guy. After 3 weeks, you have to do it doggy style every single time.
And you can't look at me, and I have to call you by a different name, and you got to wear this wig. It's right there in the baby book. It says right in the baby book, how to make your wife a different person during the second and third trimesters.
So this girl that I'm dating, I was dating this girl. We've been on 3 dates. She used to be Mormon, and now she's not.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What? Why?
Because they were so restricted before, she's probably going crazy now.
Not exactly. She takes it slow. She's cool, but she's which is fine. You know, I'm not rushing anything. But she, you know, but I don't know.
You're not treating her like the rest of the whores you date.
So listen, the other day there was a song I liked.
That's not a no.
And like the song said, "Fucking it," and she's like, "I don't like the F word." And I was like,
I got to drive you home right now.
I was adopted into that really religious family when I was 16.
Yeah.
And I don't think I said a cuss word like till I was 25, maybe.
But you went at 16, though.
Uh huh. Like, but I left them at 20. And still for 5 years, I was very like,
really?
I wasn't still in the lifestyle, but like, I still had a lot of their same morals.
Yeah.
Just because.
They
kind of beat it into you.
I don't know. So the thing is, it's hard because I'm doing this TV show, and on the TV show, I'm going on dates, and so it's like
you're being yourself on the TV.
I'm being myself, but it's constantly like I can't announce the show, but it's constantly like, hey, you want to be on the show? Then like it gets a little confusing. People I'm dating, you know. So, but I don't know. We're pretty much like she pretty much said like maybe we're better as friends. And I was like, fuck, that's the worst F word. That's way worse than fuck, the friend word. But now we're going to go back out, because then she told me why she said that. It's funny. So I was hanging out with my friend the other day, and she's like, you're going to need a girl that you could bring home to mom. And I was like, I haven't seen my mom since I was three. I'm like, that would be really hard. You know, like, hey, where you been my whole life? Here's Amy. You know? Yeah. Just
now that I've heard your laugh, I've heard you here before. You do stand up here, right?
Yeah.
I've heard you here a couple times.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
She's a big comedy fan. Kind of a comedy snob.
Yeah, the laugh. It's hard to get around that laugh.
So
I got in trouble at one of the colleges for laughing at the other comedian.
Really?
Yes. I was at the back of the room and he was being funny.
Who's that heckler laughing?
Right. And, well, every time I would laugh because he'd said something funny, everyone would turn around and look at me like, what are you? And I'm like, he's funny. Laugh, fuckers. Yeah. And they complained. They were like, he was talking really loud and laughing really loud during the other guy's set. And I'm like, we all should have been laughing. Like, I didn't mean
to. You need to get your own television show, bro.
So bad.
You got, this is like, I love doing colleges and cruises and everything else, but a lot of times it's like, man, you could just, if you get your own show and you're making like, you're making great money, all that stuff is just like fun
money. Flies out the window.
It's just fun money.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, when you have to depend on that stuff, it's the worst.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the life.
That's
the career. At least we have work. At least we have colleges. Yeah. At least we have, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love doing these schools. I love most of the time. I just hate it when that vibe's weird afterwards. And I'm like, what did I do? And now I'm back in my hotel room reviewing my whole show.
I did a show
in my
head. Because
you know
one
how
time,
much I riff.
I did a show one time. This kid booked me for the second time at the Colorado School of Mines. It was parent weekend. And he goes, be as dirty as possible.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay. So he was graduating.
Sabotage.
Oh, he was graduating.
I'm here to tell y'all it's sabotage.
Oh, I got the worst letter. I got the worst letter back. They were like, what were you thinking? I'm like, he was laughing his ass off. He was doing it as a joke for him and his friends.
Yeah.
To have me piss off everyone, all the parents.
Well, I got in trouble at this one school because they took me to wait at the bar. And then I got in trouble for drinking.
Yeah, you know, you told us that. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I thought it was cool. They took me to the bars. So.
Then I did a school one time where they was like sponsored by the Cancer Society. So they play a 5-minute video of all these kids dying of cancer. And then they're like,
nothing's a better warm up for comedy.
And they go, time for the comic. The lights go on. Everyone's crying. And I'm like, hey, you ever recall your...
Boy, that is the worst. I've heard a lot of bad setups, but I think that takes the cake.
I did one show and like... University of Pennsylvania, or Penn State something, had me at Penn State something. They had me on like a Monday, right? Monday in like some boardroom, in like some school thing at noon. Shows at noon in a classroom.
Yeah.
So I'm doing the dirtiest thing at Monday. People are walking and taking tours. I'm like, they probably think I'm teaching. Like, this is what like they're learning.
Probably University of Penn.
This
Penn
is what
State
these kids are learning.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. So anyway,
they're taking you into the classroom.
People are coming in like, who here shaves their vagina? Like, what kind of school is this? Like, this is the worst school ever. So anyway, I did the parlor though. Redeemed myself.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, came back there.
Boy, that crowd can be so judgy. I don't. But sometimes they can
that
be
Monday
fun.
Night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came back.
That's
there.
The one where like there's always someone. We're not a single laugh in the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the crowd, though. I don't think it's ever the comic. It's that crowd. They like to be really judgy. Like, if you're not famous, like, okay.
Oh, I came back with
you're
the
not Daniel Tosh. Okay.
So I, like, brought a date there. I had a rough set in front of the date. And then I came back 3 weeks later, like,
fucking, crushed it.
It was Judgment Day.
Right.
And I came in just, it was, I just lit it up. I was happy.
Was Tosh the comic that you went out with?
No.
No. You know exactly who it is.
I heard he treats women very great.
Oh,
like
that
I've
right?
had I've had a friend that dated him and he treated her great. Like he didn't.
No,
he
he's
wasn't
actually
like,
a really nice, fun guy. He's actually between him and Dane, he handled fame very well, whereas Dane is a monster.
Yeah. But you always hear horror stories and I've only heard good things about Tosh.
Yeah, he seems pretty I've always liked him. Always got along with him.
So some MMA news. GSP said he's gonna train Freddie Roach said he's gonna train GSP for 4 weeks. And then I put him through a 6-week camp and see if he wants to come back. That's
was training the issue?
Well, because he wants to come back, but he doesn't know if he's ready. But Freddie's his boxing coach. That's kind of a weird thing to say. Thing like, is he going through a boxing camp?
Maybe he felt that was a skill he didn't have that he needed to improve.
He's got great boxing. He's got a great jab. Great.
Then what's the problem?
I think honestly, I love GSP. He's one of the best ever. I love watching him fight. When he talked about seeing aliens and then not being able to like sleep for weeks, and it just seemed like
what,
fighting
seeing aliens when Like, he said he was.
He went down to the Mexican border doing a trip like you.
No,
and there were all these aliens.
No, I mean, was he like on something or?
No, he said he was in a car with Rashad Evans and someone else in Albuquerque, and they were looking out the window, and they said there were aliens out there.
Hmm. Well, you know, Area 51's out there. I mean, yeah. That's a very popular area for that kind of a thing. Now, has Rashad at all corroborated this story?
Kind of. He said he saw something. There was
maybe they were drones.
Yeah, maybe it was a drone. I've like been to where the aliens landed in New Mexico. Yeah. What's that place?
Area 51.
Yeah, and the people look like they've actually banged aliens there. And that these there were some of the strangest looking people I've ever seen in my life.
Listen, I totally believe in that.
So, but
me too.
Yeah,
really, you believe in aliens? Yeah.
Listen, if you think we're alone in the universe, you're the idiot.
I don't think we're alone. Well, maybe we're not alone, but what, you think flying aliens have flew here?
Do you think we're the most advanced culture in the universe? You really think this is as far as it's gotten?
You don't think aliens want to see LA?
As far as we know, exactly. But then what do we know? I mean, at one point we thought the world was flat.
Yeah, well, some people still do. Sherry Shepherd still does on The View. But regardless, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying. I think there's definitely more advanced cultures than ours out there in the universe. Definitely.
You can't say definitely. How can
I said? I think definitely.
You think definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
Baba.
Yo, last time I had my little 2 cents, I had an article written up about me about how racist I was and how I was non-American and non-patriotic.
What?
Yeah,
what was this?
So
this
happened last week. I have no clue about these. Dodgeball.
Last week, Baba said he wasn't going to vote.
They called me non-patriotic because I said I wasn't going to vote.
He only voted for Obama his whole life because he was black. And he wanted to be part of history.
He put that in a different context. I said I wanted to be a part of history. So.
Yeah, but you got to vote.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you got to.
No.
Well, maybe it actually doesn't even make a difference.
See, that's what I was saying.
Listen.
And not only that, I was basically
saying. Very convicting. I was with your convictions. You got to vote.
I've told you before, I contradict myself nonstop. I can't help it.
I mean, and
she likes
that,
to see both sides of a story.
Find another black person like myself that really thinks the system is fair.
No, he was saying that he has 3 kids, right? Or he wants to have 3 kids. One out of every 3 kids is in this country is going to end up being in jail at some point of his life.
One out of three black kids.
That's a statistic.
Which I didn't even believe.
That is a statistic.
I couldn't believe it. And then Andrew over here actually confirmed it. And he was saying the system is
maybe
set up.
Maybe that's because 1 in 3 black kids commit crimes.
Or like I was saying, it's set up in the way the system is it. I mean, you know.
No, I know what you're saying.
Let's not get into this again.
Right.
I agree with both.
But online, I'm unpatriotic.
As soon as you guys break up, I want to shut up the title.
What was that? We had to talk. I can't talk at the same time. What were you saying?
I was just saying that online, I'm unpatriotic and I'm racist.
Somebody wrote an article, but
they took time out of their day to hear the podcast and then go on whatever typewriter they got, and they wrote a whole article. Bubba Jenkins, the wrestler, Bellator fighter, is unpatriotic, and he went on a racist rant.
I bet it's the same person that when I had a Cowboys and Indians party, wrote an article at www.jadebriceisracist.com.
Oh, man.
Really?
And I'm a quarter Cherokee, but he was saying that I was racist to Indians, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A whole article.
They took their time to write there. I read the whole thing word for word, every sentence, syllable, and verb.
He even made his own Instagram and everything.
This is crazy. It's like, you know what? I probably should say dodgeball 25 more times.
No.
I'm glad no one cares about me.
You know, but they care. They
enough
care.
To write anything. All I get are he's so fat comments. That's it.
Wait, so you being a quarter Cherokee, do you get money from the government?
No, but I haven't tried to.
Yeah,
I think being a quarter, you do, right?
Yeah,
but I did. I stayed, like I told you, with Natasha and Kyle Kingsbury and Scott. We went to an Indian reservation.
And what did you guys do there?
Eat peyote?
We just meditated.
Really?
On peyote.
Why are you laughing like a little child? You have the big smile on your face. Even your baby's laughing at this.
He's not.
So, all right. So... speaking of that, Uncle Creepy now, someone that we all know, he's actually owning part of a medical dispensary.
That's just smart business. Right?
He says he smokes pot all day long, all time.
Well, I just posted an article today. Marijuana mixed with coconut oil gives you the same benefits as breast milk, which prevents cancer and kills cancerous cells in the body.
Don't give your kid marijuana. Please don't give your kid medical marijuana with coconut.
No, it's different. It's the CBD.
Right.
So I can take the pills. You're not smoking it. it's pills, and I have some, and it's just the CBD, no THC,
right?
And it's got coconut oil in it, and it's very, very good for a developing brain.
Oh wow!
You have to actually heat.
I love getting brain.
You have to burn it or heat it to release the THC.
Oh,
okay.
And it helps heal damaged brain cells as well.
That's nice. That's awesome.
So there's a lot of healing in marijuana. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be CBD, looked at as a pothead, but
it helped me heal my relationship.
I was a pothead and a racist. But honestly, there's a lot. I mean, there's so many different statistics about how marijuana heals people. You know, just watching on Netflix, you know, Marijuana America or something like that.
Yeah,
they show you just so many different ways that it heals cancer. It heals.
Did you see the ballot in Ohio that got shot down? They got a measure on the ballot to legalize marijuana. For recreational and medical purposes, but it could only be grown by these five people. Oh. And the bill was sponsored by those five people.
Well, that was a start.
And so, right. So it got, so the entire marijuana community was like, yes, but not that way. And it got shut
down, but not with them.
Not with that. Not with those five people being the only allowed growers in the entire state. Yeah. Of Ohio. Like, that was pretty egregious. They really went for a land grab on that one. Yeah,
definitely. So we're trying to call Michael Venom Page, the guy from Bellator. He's supposed to call on Monday, and then Monday he canceled. Now he said today, 45 minutes ago, he's supposed to call in, and now they're saying, hey, have us call him, which I explained we couldn't do because of international. So we can only do Skype, and he's not on Skype. So just for the record, we're trying to get him, but... It's just been a pain in the ass.
He thinks he's John Jones already, doesn't he?
Oh gosh.
What?
He thinks he's John Jones already.
No, it's not
already.
That. I mean, it's just like this dude like that's getting us is like, "Hey, you want to get him on the show? Want to get him on the show?" I'm like, "Sure, let's get him on the show." Yeah. And now it's like we could have booked somebody else.
That was, to be honest though, he fucked that kid
He's
up.
A great, he's
he
undefeated
broke
guy.
His
I,
jaw.
Have, I mean,
he
I
broke...
spent I've done like 2 hours, I spent 3 hours watching like researching these people.
Well, you heard it too. When he put that elbow into his face, you heard it, man. I was watching, I was like, whoa! And then like they were like, he stopped the fight, you know, what did they hear? And then you see the other guy going, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I know, but they're also, but I mean, look.
Right, his face was on the other side of his head. He was just like, no!
I like this guy, Michael Venom Page. He's obviously an amazing fighter. We're gonna hopefully talk to him.
And he's a showman, he's trying to do
they
the
gotta
whole...
get, I mean, but they're bringing in guys who aren't even in Bellator for him to fight, and they got to start having him fight at higher level competition. Yeah. The one time he stepped up, it was a unanimous decision.
That's what we talked about yesterday. Yeah, I think he's up to the same level as their champion fighters.
Oh, he absolutely is. Well, we'll see. We don't. Who knows?
Who knows?
We don't know yet. Because
I mean, Ontiveros kid. Unfortunately, again, it's one of those things. What do you have? Like 2 weeks to prepare for the fight? Like he didn't get a full camp.
The guy he fought.
Is he Strauss in Pitbull's weight class?
170.
Oh,
who's the champ 170?
It's Chandler.
No,
not Chandler, but is that Chandler's class?
I want to
no,
say
then
it's
that's Pitbull.
Lima. No, I'm at Pitbull's weight. It's I want to say it's Lima, but I think Lima's at 85.
So speaking of Pitbull,
I think Lima's at 85.
Pitbull and his brother allegedly jumped Will Brooks yesterday at Bellator.
Really?
According to Will Brooks, he tweeted out that
where was Strauss at? That's an ATT versus Pitbull type of fight right there.
According to him, they both sucker punched him
while he was on the phone with his mom.
While he was on the phone with his mom, which is crazy.
But he has a fight coming up like tomorrow.
Tomorrow, so
you can't do that.
This is what happened. So according to Brooks, tweets are out, fucking coward. Friere brothers are not real men. He tweeted, Pitbull brothers showed me what cowards they are. They jumped me while I was on the phone with my mom. Fucking cowards jumped me while I'm on the phone with my mom. Sucker punched me like trash they are. Punched me while I'm being held back by your people. Cowards. I never had to sucker punch or jump anyone. I held things on my own. These cowards aren't built like real men. I'm still pretty and still focused on my fight. Even though these cowards jumped me, we have video. After authorities are able to check out footage, I'll make sure everyone can see those cowards are really made of. Here's a picture of his shirt, which is all full of blood. The brothers told another story. Will Brooks is a liar, according to Patricio Pitbull. He hit Patrick E first and came at me. I went after him too, and my first punch landed. We were separated. He came again. I knocked him down. He tried to take me down. We were separated again. He started calling us cowards. He was a man of his word and faced the consequences. Now act like a man and tell the truth. So that's what's going on. Bubba, thoughts?
Sticky. I think it's good. Any publicity is good publicity for Bellator, whether it's fighters fighting each other outside of the cage or not. So,
are they still allowed to fight now, though?
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, but they fight tomorrow night.
I mean, they're not going to not have him fight Marcin Helm for the title tomorrow.
I just thought that if it's Jaws public like that, there could be some penalty.
I mean, definitely could be some penalty, but he's not fighting Patricky, you know, tomorrow. But if they were fighting each other, then that would make it a little bit, you know, they probably hold it off, do something different. But he's fighting a completely different guy.
Different
weight class. And Pitbull's fighting Strauss tomorrow, so they're not going to not have him fight. If they don't, that they would ruin their card having, you know.
Now, Will Brooks is your old teammate, right?
Yeah, Brooks is my boy.
You guys he's fighting Helm?
Yeah.
Now, do you think he's, was he the kind of guy to make stuff up like this?
No.
So this really happened?
If he said it happened, it happened.
I agree with that.
Yeah. If he said it happened, like where if he's on the phone with his mom and he got punched on, and he could be on the phone with his mom and they're going back and forth talking trash, and then he got hit. It wasn't like, oh, I'm on the phone with my mom, blah, 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 walking down the street and then get rocked. You know what I mean? It probably wasn't that way, but he probably noticed that they were there in his presence while he was on the phone with his mom. You know, altercation went back and forth, and then they got into a fight. But I can definitely see it being that he was about to fight the bigger pit bull, and then little pit bull jumped in because that's his brother, and you know, I can see
now, that. Now, if you got hit by these guys, would you tweet it out like that? Would you have reacted that way?
I probably would, because it's going to affect, good or bad, it's going to affect something about Friday night.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's going to
matter. See,
there's
thing, like, publicity-wise, it may be good for Bellator, but fight-wise, it can't be good for Bellator.
Well, especially if he was actually injured.
Can't talk about Sam. What were you saying?
Especially if he was actually injured.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What if he broke his nose? Before your main event, your two main event fights.
It just seems like certain guys, especially guys like the people, I don't know where they're from. I'm assuming they came up rough. Team, I don't know.
Brazil
could be a tough place to grow up. And you know, they were talking a lot of trash on Twitter. And these guys are like, fuck it. You know, when we see you, we're gonna punch you.
That's some bad timing, man.
And
it's bad timing.
I don't see.
Go ahead.
I've done a lot of events with Will Brooks, and I feel like I know him pretty well. And you know, the Pitbull brothers were there from the start, so I've been on the road with them for 5 years, and I know all three of those guys pretty well. And I would have to, if I had to, like, you know,
assess
pick
the situation.
Yeah, I would probably lean towards Brooks all the way.
Lean towards Brooks all the way.
All the way.
Just a little bit. Completely towards.
No discretion.
Sort of a little bit.
Look, the kid thought that was funny too. He was like, I would also go with him.
But the Pitbull brothers are very, I've seen them act like this towards other opponents in the past, at weigh-ins and before and after. They act like they want to do this time. But
Doug
Will
life.
Brooks, I can't see him acting like that.
No, he seems like a real nice guy, and he doesn't seem like a street fighter.
Yeah, even though he's a champion, he's got once you become a champion, you got to carry yourself as a champion. You got to move and walk and talk like a champion. But before Will Brooks was champion, he was a real humble, chill guy. And even after that, even after the fact that he's become champion, yes, he tweets more. Yes, he came from a harder weight class. Yeah, absolutely. Now that he's the face of a weight class / organization, he still has to carry himself, you know, with that confidence, but he's still a humble,
nice, Will Brooks is 155. The little Pitbull is 145.
Yeah.
And the older Pitbull is what?
55. They're in the same weight.
Who wins in that fight?
Brooks beats up on Big Pitbull.
Beats up on him.
Brooks, for sure.
Brooks would beat the Brooks out of both of them.
Well, I mean,
that's like a definite Brooks would win that.
Yeah. I mean, Brooks is the champion.
They haven't fought before, have they?
No, but
Pitbull's never even made it near there.
He's about to fight Marcin, who Marcin beat up on Brooks. I mean, on bigger Pitbull.
Right. Okay. So this is kind of a win-win for the Pitbull brothers, because they're
all I want to know is, when is their new single going to drop? Because I love Pitbull singles. Those are great jams.
Now,
Fireball! Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Such an idiot. Okay, so now,
is that not the same? Is it different Pitbull?
Different Pitbull, yes. So Edmund, it broke out that Edmund has went bankrupt. According to sources, that's Edmund is Ronda Rousey's trainer.
You can't just dropping names like that. Edmund is bankrupt. Who the fuck is this?
Okay, well, other people know. So Edmund Tarvanian was Ronda Rousey's trainer.
Okay.
He's the Armenian guy.
He owns the Rasputin.
So he owns the Glendale Fighting Club.
Right.
And there's been all kinds so far. This Ronda camp has been filled with nonsense so far, to say the least. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
Okay, so this Ronda camp has been filled with... First, First, the whole Travis Brown, the whole Travis Brown thing is she's dating a guy who, according to his ex-wife, allegedly beat up on his ex-wife, and now they're saying that Edmund is completely bankrupt. He owns.
But the thing about it is, like, maybe I would say 15 years ago, you bankrupt, you're broke. But in today's day, yeah, I mean, 50 Cent filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, being bankrupt doesn't mean you're broke. It just means you don't want to pay your bills.
Yes. Right.
You know, there's strategic ways around.
Right.
Know,
there's a lot of different bankruptcies. You're like, okay, I don't want to deal with this debt anymore. So we're going to just say bankruptcy there and I'm going to move on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But according to bloodyelbow.com, which
sounds legit.
yep. Sounds like a good source.
Sounds like a major news source. Bloody Elbow, right?
I'm trying to find the
but
article.
No, they are big in MMA. Shout out to Bloody Elbow.
They
do a great job.
Yeah. Bloody Elbow.
I see them come up a lot in the searches. You know, it's like they're one of those resources.
They always write good articles about me, so I'm happy with Bloody Elbow.
So Bloody Elbow, I'm trying to find out where this thing is. So it was this whole thing
about baby go.
Bloody Elbow.
He's asleep on my lap.
Okay. Because you're like holding
your
phone.
Why were you guys laughing? What was so funny?
Okay, she went to put down the baby, and he grabbed her top and started pulling it down.
And Greg was over here like, come on, Teddy.
I was like, kid knows how to put on a show, boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
so
what you're
saw.
Like.
You saw nipple and everything?
But it was getting close. I mean, more boob was exposed.
He was rooting for
and then,
the
okay,
TV.
Right. But it was real quick, right? But then I turned and he stared. Bubba
staring
at me.
I said, I see you looking what you're looking
giving
ass.
Giving me the look like, looking at them titties. Those are taken titties. That's what his eyes were saying to me. But I was like, you were looking at them titties too. That's how you know it's me looking at them.
Because I'm looking over. You guys are like fucking little children giggling.
Because they're incredible titties.
When she started putting the baby down, I immediately went to look at him
knowing
something was going to happen.
Now you are breastfeeding the baby?
Yeah, it's so weird how people react to that.
Are you doing it in public?
Well, he's got to eat.
Is he hungry now? I'm hungry now.
Those aren't real boobs, are they?
Yeah.
Those are real?
She
didn't do any work.
You said in the beginning
she hasn't done
all
any work.
Natural.
Oh, I know your face is all natural, but I know your boobs are all natural.
Yeah, everything.
Wow. That's wait. Oh, I was going to say.
Well, now I look at it different.
No,
I certainly respect you. Okay.
No, they're double D's, right? They're like triple D's.
I think they're double right now.
Double. Wow. That's.
Yeah. Yeah, when they get the milk in it done, that's the best time as a for a father.
Yeah, that's where
really?
They're really big.
For a,
when
my wife
for
was,
a fighter?
For a father.
Oh.
And a fighter. Sure. I mean, I was at both at the same time.
No, because a lot of people order, mm-hmm. I've been telling people this, order breast milk, especially fighters, because mm-hmm. it's so good for your recovery and for your cardio. Mm-hmm. And I'm
trying to recover right now from an incident.
Okay, listen, she's our guest.
I just don't want her to be uncomfortable.
We're not going to have any other female guests come in.
But some people are grossed out by it.
Not me.
And other people are like, it's great for
you. You're grossed out by it when she's ugly.
Titty milk.
No,
she looks like Greg.
When she looks like me, you're like, cover that shit up. When she looks like you, it's like, let me get my phone out.
Save
this one for later.
Okay, so all right, back to the, okay. So
yes, but Bubba totally busted me enjoying.
I caught his ass.
Okay, so let me
look at. I wasn't.
Let's talk.
The baby
about,
did it. The baby did
the
it.
The baby did it. Okay, let's talk about the Edmund story. Okay,
you have
so
no soul, baby.
Bloody Elbows. John Natch learned that Tyranian Edmund filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy on July 29th. His revealed is not your average everyday bankruptcy. He listed his occupation as not employed while earning $0 in gross wages. Salary, tips, bonuses, and receiving $0 in net income.
So he's just straight up lying.
His spouse did not file for bankruptcy. They redacted her precise income. So Edmund claims a net monthly family income of -$110 a month. He's Ronda Rousey's trainer.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It's not possible. That's one of those
lies. Buddy.
That's like when you file your taxes and you list the maximum amount of deductions that you can take.
Yeah.
And it's got red flags all over it. That bankruptcy is going to be rejected.
Yeah.
Because the court has to approve it. A judge has to approve your bankruptcy. You can't just file it like, okay, you don't have to pay nothing. Like a judge has, no judge is going to approve that, especially when he's connected to
Ronda Rousey. Not true, because 50 Cent's bankruptcy got approved. And, you know, he literally just signed like $110 million. And then five months later, he filed for bankruptcy. So You can't say that no judge, because there are judges out there that like, they like cash too.
Well, I guess so, man. Boy, I'll tell you. Maybe he's a huge Ronda Rousey fan, and he's like, approved. Yeah. You're right, maybe.
Let me get some tickets, dog.
Yeah, let me get some photo seats, and we'll see what happens with that bankruptcy.
You know, I don't know the situation.
But that seems pretty egregious to say that.
My mom always told me, don't count another man's piggy banks. So yeah.
It just seems like, okay, I still think Ronda's going to beat Holly Holm. But let's look at this camp so far, okay? Her and her mom are in a huge fight. Mm-hmm. Her mom is saying she's got the worst trainer in the world. Mm-hmm. She hates it, the mom. She's dating a guy whose ex-wife is allegedly he beat the shit out of her.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's right.
That's two. Those are two things.
It's a lot of distractions.
She's fighting Holly Holm, who's the best girl she ever fought. That's right. Has Greg Jackson in a camp. Mm-hmm. No distractions. Mm-hmm. A record.
Which one of
like,
the Jackson Five is he?
He's the one with the afro.
The adopted one.
It's the adopted one. Even better.
The one with the fro.
He's got.
I thought that was Michael.
That was Tito.
That was Tito.
This other guy.
It's Jermaine.
So yeah. So this guy's got zero distractions. This girl's got zero distractions. Great camp.
Is it the mom at ends with the coach?
Yeah, the mom and the coach hate each other, uh-huh. and now the coach is bankrupt, uh-huh. and then plus she's dating a guy that everyone's calling a wife beater. Just seems like being a 9-1 favorite against Holly Holmes.
It's a good
Holmes.
Time to put some money on Holly Holmes. That's
like,
what it seems
like. I mean, right?
She's got Buster Douglas written all
that's how
over
they,
her.
That's how they do it in the odds. You know, when they don't just calculate who's fighting, they calculate what's going on in their lives. When you think about Vegas gets deep. I mean, Vegas makes billions of dollars on this type of stuff all year. Yeah. So they do calculate what's going on in their camps.
No, but
and
you're
how,
right. And I think if they didn't know all that stuff, it'd be greater than 9-1. I think
50-1.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Because, I mean, and let me ask you guys this, because I've never seen Holly Holm go to the ground. Okay. No. Does she have a ground game?
Supposedly, yes.
Supposedly. Because that's really the big problem.
Well, because she hasn't had to. She's got the most boxing experience. Yeah,
she's a good fist.
9-time world champion boxer.
She's not Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
She's got great footwork. Okay. Yeah. So
and she key-ops when she punches.
It's all in the feet.
So yeah, I mean that's the thing. I don't know. Meanwhile, your boy, your teammate, Brett Cooper, had a rough night. A couple days ago.
He, man. Shouts out to Brett.
Brett got stopped, and he announced his retirement.
Yep.
Now, you're training with Brett. Did you see that coming?
I can't say that I didn't see it coming. I know that we were revamping, you know, if we had won this fight. And I say we because, you know, I helped him with training camp, and, you know, we were getting it on. He looked great, man. He felt great. I thought he was going to go out and knock this guy out. A couple mistakes during the fight. We're telling them this. McKee's telling him to circle one way, he circles the other way. So, you know, there's just key, you know, mishaps. But I figured if he didn't win this fight that, you know, there would be a judgment time where
now
every fighter comes to that judgment time where it's like, do I still have what it takes? Do I still want to do
now,
it?
Now, when you train with a guy like that, right? Let's say it's kind of even in training. I don't know how it is. Maybe you're dominating him. Maybe he's not.
Psych.
But you see a guy go, what?
Psych. That dude's huge. I mean, okay, not huge in a sense, but
you
he
see a
hits
guy,
hard.
Let's say it's hard and it's kind of even in training and you see him go out and get knocked out in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Do you then doubt your own skills a little bit?
Hell no. I mean, no. No, because every fight is about a matchup. Every fight is about a matchup. That's why, like, you know, I have friends in wrestling that have wrestled other guys that I don't look at, you know, and be like, oh, I can lose to that guy or I can beat that guy because my friend did it. You know, it's all about the matchup that you're going through.
Okay, so I was trying to get Michael Venom Page, but unfortunately he's unable to get through because... which I said, let's have a Skype. He doesn't have a Skype account, so we were going to have him call in, and they said that was cool because we can't call out because international, and now he can't come through. So welcome to my world. Sorry, guys. I tried. I try every week, but fuck it. We got Bubba Jenkins.
What's up? What's up?
And we got the Jade Bryce, and we got Soul.
Soul.
Her little
He's
baby.
He's a soul man.
He is so cute.
Now, is that a dude's white hat?
I don't know. Someone just gave it to him today.
Okay.
But... he likes wearing hats, so.
Now, do you have any hot single friends you can set me up with?
Oh, I'm sure.
Really?
Probably.
Oh, nice.
Do you have any hot friends that don't mind being a side bitch?
There's probably a lot here in Austin, too, I'm sure, but I'd hate to be the connection.
Okay, how about you just be the side bitch? Would that work?
Have you ever been a side bitch to anybody or no?
No, well, not knowingly.
But you ever find out the guy had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
When?
Yeah.
They happen probably every other time. Yeah. It's hard to find a good guy.
And but then what did you do once you found out the guy had a girlfriend?
Oh, I broke up with him immediately.
But how? Were you angry or were you?
Oh, I don't get angry usually. It's hard for me to get angry. I usually just get hurt. Like, right. I just feel sad. The main goal was to not develop trust issues. And then once there is a good guy, to make him pay for it.
Have trust issues. You grew up without a father. You're put in a home for kids and then like a foster family. They tried to, you joined some cult and then you escaped from the cult. You were arrested. I mean, have you been arrested?
When I was 12, I did run away from one of the places and was playing the xylophone actually for money. On 6th Street in Austin before I had ever been there. And I was arrested that night on Valentine's Day when I was 12. That was the first time.
For
playing the xylophone.
It must have been really bad xylophone.
Well, because I was 12 years old and I was outside at 3 in the morning. Yeah.
And what was the second time you've been arrested?
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it.
I think, yeah.
She's a wild kid.
No, I'm just so tired.
A wild child. Jade Rice. Did you know any of this?
It's illegal, first of all, to play...
the xylophone.
To play money. It's illegal. So I guess it's considered panhandling, you know? And then secondly, I was 12 years old and it was like 3 in the morning. So
I bet you're a hot 12 year old though.
That's weird. That's even creepier than my comment. Yes. No, Bubba.
She just seems like the type that developed early. Did you develop her?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Huh? Still creepy.
Am I? Right, but I'm telling the truth.
Still, the truth is you're creepy.
The truth is creepy.
Okay. Now, Bubba, now you withhold sex a month before your fight, right?
30 days.
So,
Wait a minute. Does that include masturbation? Like, you're not unloading at all,
bro? No.
Oh,
hell no. I mean, I got a hot wife. I don't masturbate. Come on.
So your balls must be huge.
You never masturbate, even though you have a wife?
No.
Really?
I don't masturbate. Anytime that
Scott doesn't either.
Yeah. Anytime that feel like I'm horny or I want to do something, I'm like,
why are you laughing? Because Scott's lying?
Totally.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Scott doesn't either. We cannot see each other for a month and he never masturbates.
Check his...
I didn't say that.
Check his internet history.
Yeah.
No.
Check his history.
You don't want to know. But he has to. I mean, because you guys don't live in the same city.
Yeah, we live together.
I don't care. Every guy, even to make the marriage sometimes healthy, no matter what, you're always going to once in a while.
I jerk off every time I'm left alone.
I gotta go to the bathroom real quick, guys. So,
if you leave the room, I'm beaten up.
By the way,
I got a few minutes.
He's left the room 4 times during this podcast. just for the record. Now you really never jerk. Is that because it's like a sin? Or?
No, not. I mean, it probably is. I mean, I haven't really done the research on jacking off because it's not a big part of my life. You know what I mean? If it was controlling me, and before when I woke up, I had to jack off, and after sports and it went off, I had to jack off, and before I went to sleep, I had to jack off, and while I'm asleep, I think about jacking off. Then I'm probably reading.
You really are un-American if you don't jerk off. I think that guy.
You know what it is? He's just always had such access to white bitches. So many white girls.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, when I went to ASU and saw his old stopping grounds.
Oh yeah, it's nothing but hot girls.
Nothing but hot girls.
Can't drive on campus between 1 and 5. Can't drive on campus.
Why?
You'll wreck.
Because so many.
So many hot bitches.
You'll wreck.
Wow.
You'll wreck.
Is that because it's like not your car that you're driving, or?
Because you're driving a stolen vehicle.
We did an appearance at that school with you, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you two never hook up?
Well, one, I have a wife and a kid.
No, but
by the time he was on the roster.
Oh, by the time you were involved, you already were married and had a kid.
No, by the time he was on the roster, I was with Scott. And like I said, it was against...
yeah, that's right.
By the way, last year at the MMA Awards, this girl wore this dress that everybody... was like, who the fuck is...
When I was pregnant or the year before
Year before.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She came to the MMA Awards and got drool. I mean, it was like a...
It was weird. I booked all these interviews immediately after just about the dress.
She wore this dress that, like... it was unbelievable. It was, like, came up to her, like, ass. You could see, like, complete slit. Uh-huh. Her body was perfectly curved. Every guy was, like, fell in love immediately that night. And then, of course, Scott gets you. Which is
our first date was next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that where he met you?
No, I've known. I had a crush on him for probably 5 years before we.
How did you meet him?
I was doing bottle service on Sunday nights to save up to go to Africa, and he was the bartender, and we met. And then I thought, well, like you said, I had a lot of trust issues, and I was scared, and so I thought he was such a great guy, but I thought, well, I don't want to ruin it with a relationship and then I lose him forever. Or because to me, every relationship was going to end horribly, you know, or I would find out something. So I thought, oh, we'll just be best friends. And so we were best friends for 5 years. And
5 years.
Yeah. And then I thought, well, nothing's come out yet. You know, like maybe I should give it a try because he still seems like a great guy. And so I went ahead and I was in Vietnam volunteering and was kind of vulnerable and just kind of spilt the beans. And then
Vietnam has that effect.
By then,
I was in Koreatown getting a happy ending.
And, oh, gosh.
Now,
by then he had like pretty much put me in the box as like a sister. So
that he'd want to bang.
He's like, welcome to Arkansas.
I don't think he thought that he could take me out of that box.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, let's just hang out and see if you know what.
That's gotta
the
be so
does.
Frustrating having this girl as your best friend. Because nobody you date is gonna be as hot
and
as
she secretly likes you though.
Oh.
Like not only is she like your friend, but she like she's laughing at jokes that aren't funny. And you don't even know.
Right.
There are hot girls right now that I'm
he
like
he said he never knew.
Yeah. Really?
But he only had one girlfriend the whole time. And they only dated for 3 months. And other than that, he was always single. So that, I was kind of like, why is he always single? But that was the only time. And
so
that,
he was just
that was
boning his
hard.
Way across Texas.
He probably had posters of you. And like, yeah. Meanwhile, like I've asked girls out who are like super hot. They're like, listen, I'm not into dating right now, but I would love to be your friend. Like, and they've seen, and I'm like, do you put the work in? Because like, this is saying
no.
Yes. But part of me says absolutely no. The girl says, no, I don't want to go out. But she wants to be friends. But then this shows like, well, he never asked you out first, right? You guys just became friends first. Did he ever ask you out before the friendship?
I think we had a crush on each other the first few times we hung out. And maybe it was a date. I'm not sure. But I kept sending out the friend vibe because, like I said, I was scared.
Right.
Hmm. And it's still scary.
So
everyone's
honestly,
there.
That's nice. I mean, that's nice. You guys at least know each other. It's not based entirely on sex. I mean, it's really very sweet.
Really, this is the only way. Like, with the trust issues, so many things that come up that would scare me don't scare me with him because I've already known him long enough to know that that's not in his character.
Right.
And that was when he was even had another girlfriend or knew that there was no possibility, it seemed. So...
Let me tell you how I know this guy's got a big dong. I've tried this strategy with lots of girls, and it never turned the page.
Seriously.
They never, ever were like, you know what, maybe we should try this,
but
Greg.
This is like a movie. No. It's like a romantic comedy.
But in another sense, she was like, she was the enemy behind gates, in a sense, because, like, and you gotta hear what I'm saying. You gotta think about this, okay? I'm gonna walk you through this.
Walk me through
okay?
it.
Okay. Now, when they were being friends, there was always times where he possibly could talk about another girl or he had another relationship where she is now seeing how he is with
exactly
his girl,
right?
Not around, you know what I mean? Around another hot girl. So she already kind of has that trust. And when you're not with me, now that they're together, when you're not with me, I already know how you're going to be around other hot chicks.
So I gotta,
because
so,
that's how you were with
so
me.
So I got to find this hot chick that wants to be friends. I got to invent another girl and just say that I'm like actually doing great things for her. Oh, I just brought her flowers and took her to Maui, even though it didn't exist. That way she'll think I'm doing that for her. That way I can get
if she were my best friend, I would have to take so many boner timeouts. I'd be like, time out. Gotta go walk around. I gotta throw some ice in my drawers.
You're so funny, man. All right, back to fighting. So Ryan Bader is now going to fight Anthony Johnson in a main event. I think that's going to be really bad for Ryan Bader. I don't see him getting past Anthony Johnson. I see Ryan Bader beating guys through wrestling, but Johnson's got really good wrestling, underrated wrestling, and I mean, Phil Davis couldn't take him down, and I just see him knocking Bader out. Am I missing something?
No, he's got good hips. Johnson does. He's got really good hips.
It's a 5-round fight.
And that's why he hits so hard. That could be what helps Bader.
Yeah.
If he can bob and weave until, you know.
If he can somehow get knocked out.
Yeah, late round three. And if he can just smother him, you know. When you're out there trying to bounce with Johnson, all it takes is one little clipping of an ear to put you, you know, on queer street. So, you know. Probably shouldn't have said queer street.
I was going to say queer street. It makes you gay when you get hit.
That was a very famous thing. He's on queer street. They used to always say that. They don't say that anymore.
Yeah, but now that I'm a racist and I'm patriotic, I'm also homophobic.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's another article. You just got another article.
I just did. Yes, yeah. I did.
Jane, who do you like? Ryan Bader or Anthony Johnson?
I think probably Bader.
Really? Why?
Isn't that what we said yesterday? Isn't that what we agreed on?
No. I said like, I was going to masturbate her after the meeting.
As soon as I got my Rumble on.
as soon as I dropped you off.
I don't. No. You got to cut that.
Come on, that's funny. We're not cutting that.
She's like, cut that out.
No, we're not cutting that. That's hilarious.
That was not bad.
So what? No.
Who were we talking about? No,
I think we were talking about Johnson versus Bader, but you didn't say that Bader was going to win.
You did, too.
No, I said Johnson. That's a terrible fight. I just think that Bader beats guys that he could smother and guys that maybe don't hit as hard. I can't see him lasting three rounds with Anthony Johnson. However, if he can get past the second round, I see him winning. I can't see him winning. By the way, she just walked away mid through. Didn't even like say I'm leaving. Just gets up and leaves. Shows her new back tattoo. But nice back tattoo, by the way.
There was a back tattoo?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't looking that high.
Now you got that back tattoo. Are you worried at all about that affecting your going back to being a ring girl?
Well, my hair covers it, but I want a lot of tattoos, actually. Every time I say that online, there's a lot of negative comments, but I want a mandala right here.
Nelson Mandela?
Mandala. What's the design. It's like a circular design. And then I want Audrey Hepburn.
You want Nelson Mandela on top of
Nelson Mandela, too. I was like, you like the chocolate? What do you mean?
Africans. Similarly, I want Audrey Hepburn right here. There's a photo of her reaching out to an orphan that I've always had as my screensaver. There's a couple that I want, and I really love tattoos, but I am going to wait on those until I know that, you know, that.
By the way, you're changing right now. She's changing her kid's diaper on the table.
Continuing the interview.
While giving a great interview.
And I really think her baby has a bigger penis than Greg. Just for the record, I accidentally looked, and I'm like, I think it's bigger than Greg.
I was like, that's a big dong baby right there. Don't tell me Scott doesn't have a big dong. The baby's got a big dong. He's got a beer can dong. A little baby.
Even Bubba's jealous of the kid right now.
Yeah. Shit.
So,
I don't know. What do you guys like a lot of tattoos or not really?
Not really.
On girls.
I like
what about
girls
that?
Clean.
What about that
like
new girl? What about Ruby Rose?
Who?
Ruby Rose, that girl that everyone's flipping out about right now with all the tattoos and the short hair.
Look, I think honestly, tattoos. If you have, you're so pretty. That I don't think you need any tattoo. They're not gonna. I think it'll take away in some way. Honestly,
but if they have meaning for her,
I know they have meaning for her. But she is so pretty, and she makes her living as a model in a lot of ways. People hire you.
That's
to be
why I would wait till I'm like I know that I'm done.
People hire you as a model.
They can airbrush. They can do a
lot
of. They're
things not. Oh, she's a ring girl. Like she's a ring girl as well. They're not gonna.
Ring girl in the sense of fighting. It's like fighting.
But I don't know
guys
for sure. I'm
tattoos are
that.
The same thing. You know what I mean?
But how many tatted up ring girls? All over. I mean, one tattoo.
Brittany's got quite a few.
But they're hidden. A lot of them are hidden.
One's a big one right here.
And she's a dirty whore. So
Scott likes a lot of tattoos,
you know,
and short hair. And maybe that's kind of like gotten it in my head.
I think the tattoos could sometimes make girls look a little trashy, which is fine because I don't mind the trashy look as well. But like, for example, Cleo, the girl that Cleo came in, like the girl that played Rhonda, aroused me.
Yeah, she had a lot of tattoos.
She's so pretty, and she's got one on her chest, which I think, and
that's
then she's got
much,
two on the back of her legs.
Yeah.
And I just think it takes away from her.
Placement means a lot. Placement and the artist. I think says a
so
lot.
So you're sexist about tattoos.
I'm not sexist. I'm telling you what I personally prefer.
Right.
And I just think that she's so pretty that a tattoo can't match her prettiness, you know?
Oh, okay, you turned that around.
Honestly.
Oh, that's a good flip.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you turned that around real good.
You know, she's on her phone checking,
this girl,
calling an Uber.
No. I thought this looked like me with tattoos. It was odd.
Yeah, but that she's pretty. That you're so much. You don't need that, Jay. You don't need this. Honestly,
little soul.
I'm looking at this picture right now. I can't wait for us to get video.
Sometimes
here
I feel like
show.
It enhances.
You guys can see what we see.
It enhances.
To me, though,
sometimes it does. But
tattoos aren't about, you know, the beauty of the person. A lot of times, tattoos are a symbolism of stuff that you've been through in the past. Like if my tattoos took away from, let's just say, my handsomeness. Then I'm willing to take away that handsomeness.
But you're black. I can't even see your tattoos.
That's what I was thinking. Like, black guys with tattoos.
I'm actually a lighter pigment black guy.
It's still funny. It's like when you see a black guy at the beach, look, like, you ain't getting no tan. What
listen,
you doing out here, man?
I'm not Hershey chocolate black. I'm more like
the lighter Twix of black.
You know are lighter,
like,
yeah.
I got.
You're not like you Africa
can,
black.
Yeah, I ain't Africa black, but you know, I'm not like, you know, Klay Thompson light skinned black either. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm a good mix.
I understand, but tattoos on guys. Are different
if that guy didn't have the hair,
why?
You wouldn't know.
Why? Because I'm not trying to have sex with guys. So therefore, no. I just honest, not that I'm trying to sex with you, but I'm saying that you're so pretty, Jade. I don't see it. I could see you can get a tattoo. The back one's cool. I just think the one, the Audrey Hepburn below your on your chest, on your lip, nipple.
My rib. It's my rib.
It's just like,
I don't know why I put that on your nipple.
Saying everything else. on your tits, your chest, your nipple, your areola, your bosom.
I mean, your rib.
Your Audrey Hepburn on your vagina. It doesn't help. I just don't see it. I can see it. I just not that, honestly. But it's your life, and you're married, and you're a great girl, and everything, you know.
You keep saying I'm married.
She's not married.
You're not married, but in my head, you are.
Listen, this guy, we get rid of this guy,
you're in
and
the
it's
friend
game
zone
on.
With Adam.
Really?
Yeah, we get Scott out of the way, and it's game on. Is it? Yeah. All we got to do is we got to get some Asian girl to go work for his bar.
What?
And we'll be, what?
I like your plan.
This is the plan.
Now, Scott owns a bar.
Don't say
he owns
that.
A bar, right?
Yeah.
Now,
there's never been any kind of thing with like him. You're like, you trust that guy. He seems like a very trustworthy
guy.
Yeah,
but a lot of girls like him. And, you know, the thing about a bar owner is any girl that has a crush on him can go there at midnight and hang out with him. You know, if I hang out with a guy, he's going to know about it. You know, but for me, plenty of girls that have crushes on him can just go whenever they want and hang out with him.
Have you ever said, listen, can you not talk to this girl because I can tell she likes you?
He's not going to do that because he's...
But yeah, she has.
I tried and he said, I can't.
But yes, she has worn chips off.
She works the beer tub.
I don't have that power really. You know, like I made the choice to date a bar owner. So that's something I have to understand is that he's not going to do anything to hurt me. And girls are going to have crushes on him. And they're going to go there and alcohol is going to be involved. And, you know, like I just have to know that he's not going to do anything to hurt
me. If he cheats on you, he's the dumbest guy in the world. Just so you know that.
Thanks.
Am I right?
Totally.
Bubba?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
But there's other hot, quirky girls that are going to, you know, also have crushes on him. And I just have to...
With more tattoos.
And shorter hair.
Yeah.
I just have to trust in the relationship. Because if I don't, it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Have you ever punched a guy for cheating or... Have you ever
punched a guy for cheating?
Yeah, like attacked him?
I've never punched a guy.
No.
Well, she's always been the girl that they're cheating with.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
No, every guy before Scott has cheated on me.
That's ridiculous.
Every single one.
So, and I don't understand that. I could tell that you're probably very liberal in bed, right? You definitely.
Generous?
I don't think that that's what it's about. I think it's the guys that I chose.
Oh, yeah.
Good looking, big, dumb, rich guys.
I'm a very, very good girlfriend. I think. I mean, I do everything for you, and I'm all, you know, I don't. I'm very loyal. I'm very honest. I've never cheated on anyone. But the guys that I chose don't.
You go for rocker
they
types.
They would cheat on anybody.
You go for rocker types, athletes, tall dudes with brown hair and like.
I think it was. I think it was always athletes.
Athletes.
And athletes are known for that, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
But. Mm-hmm.
Bubba's the only athlete I know that's loyal. Bubba.
Yo, a good
the
guy,
thing
man.
Is, I got a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Like. I chose my wife because she's one of the hottest chicks that I have seen in a long time that I can actually hang out with more than 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big part of it.
That's a big part of it. You know,
actually, that's a much bigger part because the sex part's like so much, but I mean, you got to spend all the rest
and
of that time
that,
with them.
Back with that whole masturbation thing, I don't masturbate because anytime that I get that sexual feeling, my wife's all about us being together. So it's not like I ever got, you know, I'm out here and, you know, I got to think about other chicks. It's
but
not.
But if
it's
she
not
wasn't, would you cheat?
No, but I wouldn't have been with her if she wasn't that way because there's a certain amount of things that I'm looking for in a wife. There,
right.
You know, like you said,
so
you were looking for.
It's not that keeps you from cheating, though. Like,
oh, it's what we have that keeps
me
from cheating.
No matter who they're with.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And then there's some guys that, I mean, no matter how bad their woman is, they're going to stay loyal.
Right.
I mean, there's people that are just,
yeah,
you know,
that's
loyal
not me.
Beings.
But if she's treating me
yeah,
like shit, I'm done with her. But my girl treats me great.
Yeah, I mean,
and
there's
I
some suckers in the world.
I wouldn't cheat with anyone except for you. I would cheat with you. I just wanted to put that out there.
If
you need someone to hold the baby, well, you do other
By
things.
The way, someone else who doesn't cheat is American Icon Autographs. AIASE.com. Sean.com.
Smoothest transition. That's
Sean Jacoby. Sean, I think you have signed stuff with them.
Yeah.
Yes, the best sports signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies, and everything else in between. Go to AIASE.com, as well as Tip a Fighter. Tip a Fighter. These fighters are underpaid. It's this thing where we could actually give money to the fighters.
Kyle Kingsbury is involved in that.
Right? Is he really?
Yeah, he's involved in getting that worked out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is he really?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, Bubba's in charge, but sure, that's news to him. So go to tipafighter.com, at tipafighter.com.
Got things in the work, man.
Yeah, Bubba's going. And also, D-Cypher, okay? Listen.
I love these
It's
guys.
A lifestyle firm designed to make your life better. And I know fighters that have called these guys and have helped.
Yeah.
And they've helped them. Listen, they help with confidence building, teach you how to pull the trigger.
Tell the Pitbull brothers to call them.
They can help you get over stage fright, help your goals in life and business, help you attain financial success, help you handle stress, help you prepare for negotiations, contract interpretation, amend a contract to your benefit. They can help fighters in contract negotiations, help with public relations, and help you evaluate a written contract. So, trust me, they've helped out actors, actresses, comedians, porn stars, YouTube personalities, and even actors on the set of Game of Thrones. So, wow. Check them out. D-Cypher, D-I-hyphen.
Mother of Dragons got Esquire's hottest woman for this year.
Really? Yeah.
Really? She is hot. You know what, though? She isn't doing the nudity like she did in the first season.
I haven't
seen it. In the first season, she was naked all the time.
I have not
seen
it.
Now, nothing.
So let's talk about the fights coming up. The fights coming up this week. Pitbull versus Daniel Stryves, talked about that. Will Brooks versus Marcin Held. This is a big fight. These are your... Bubba, this is it, man. This is your weight class, right? This is
No, I'm 45.
Yeah, you're 45. Okay, but who do you like in this fight?
I like Brooks, but man, Marcin can get those
legs. He's got that leg lock.
He's amazing with the leg lock, so... I know that Will has been working defense. I mean, like, everyone knows that he's been working defense for that. But just Marcin's on another level.
He can really surprise you.
And he's not bad on his feet. Everyone's like, oh, you know, you just knock him out on his feet. He actually has got good punches and good combinations. I mean, I've seen the guy fight. When I was at 55, I studied him because he's, like, someone that I would eventually have to see, I believe. And I think that, you know, it's going to be a great fight. But I got Will just, you know, for – not because I'm black and he's black, you know.
But mostly because
– He's also your old teammate.
You said Strauss, too, didn't you?
Your friend. Those old teammates, though. American top team.
I did say Strauss. And I did say Brooks. And
those are the two I picked, too.
Yes. And all the other black guys on the card. Let's go, black people.
Thanks, Obama.
Every week, we should have you get more. Like, all of a sudden, you start wearing sunglasses during
Absolutely.
The thing. You have, like, a fist.
Can I tell you what?
There's, like, four guys in suits behind you.
Can I tell you what? I love Jade's analysis. Like, she really knows.
Dude, she was at every single fight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can we replace Marina with Jade?
One of my dream jobs.
She's going back to Texas, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, for the time being.
Well, yeah, whenever you're back in town, we'd love to have you.
Okay. Yeah.
You're the best.
Thanks.
Now,
you're
great.
By the way, now Bellator used to do this thing where you guys would...
Sweet submissions.
Oh,
It was the hottest thing I've ever seen. It was you and Mercedes, right?
Uh-huh.
I was a fan of sweet submissions.
That's why I liked Bjorn so much, because he really let us... He really rooted for us a lot, you know?
I love Bjorn.
Did you guys actually, like...
I don't know. Do they like Scott, the fighters? Oh, you can't really.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, everyone put him on the spot like that. Come on.
I think that if Bjorn was still people. With the company, I probably would be too. I think he would have rooted for me and found another situation for me to be in.
I think Bjorn likes certain guys and girls. Like Rampage loved Bjorn.
Yeah.
Certain people that he signed.
It's just two different people,
too,
you know? They just did things differently. You know,
Coker's
more business.
I feel like Bjorn cares about
Bjorn's
people.
Bjorn's more about the people.
He cares about Coker's their backstory, too. Business. Bjorn was always trying to help me raise money for the kids. He let me sell jewelry that I made in Uganda with the villages. He let me sell it at the fight. As soon as Bjorn was gone, it wasn't allowed anymore.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's a little bit more
but
business.
That's probably why, because sometimes you got to be like, listen, this is a business. Yep. We got to make it about the business. Yep. And sometimes that's why.
And I'm not saying anything bad about Bellator, because I especially don't want any calls, you know? But I'm just saying good things about Bjorn. I felt like he really did genuinely care about.
Well, that's good, because he got shit on a lot by people. A lot of people were using him as a punchline.
Maybe a lot of people don't know Bjorn, though. There's a lot of people that are just like, oh, he was the.
The staff.
I'll tell you this about Bjorn. I love his sandals. Those are some of the most comfortable Bjorn sandals. They're very comfortable.
I think that maybe the staff had a hard time with them, but he was really good to the talent.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, look, it's the hardest thing. This fight game is ruthless. It's hard to make money in the fight game. It's hard for the fighters. It's hard for the personalities.
It's hard to please everyone.
It's hard to please everybody. I know me. I mean, those MMA roasted videos, I'm not getting paid for them anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. Yeah. And people are like, why don't you just... People, by the way, people are asking me, why don't you just make them yourself? Because I was getting paid to do that.
Yeah.
That was an incentive. I have to pay bills.
Yeah, and you don't have a ton of free time. You have a lot on your plate.
I'm filming a TV show that's already been picked up for 8 episodes. Yeah. Okay, I'm not filming a pilot. I'm filming a series.
Yeah, and tens of people are going to see that.
Tens. Well, a lot of people are going to see it. It's on a big network.
Especially I get on.
But I don't have a green screen in my house, and I don't know how to work editing equipment.
Yeah,
so
you need people.
You need people. People want to fund it. You guys want to sponsor it? I'm all ears, but I'm just saying people are like, do it yourself. There's a lot of stuff I can just do. We give for free. The podcast, you guys don't pay for the podcast, okay? But I can't just do everything for free because then I'm going to be homeless. So, all right. Mike Chandler versus Rickles. A rematch.
I would love Rickles to win that, but it's going to be Chandler.
Why do you want Rickles to win?
I just love, I love him as a person. He's a great guy. He's also same sponsor as me on it. So, of course, I'm going to root for him just based off that. But, you know, I feel like if Chandler keeps winning, well, you know, he's had some losses, but for a long time, Chandler was the only one, you know? I feel like we need a lot more Chandlers, especially in Bellator. So if we have other people winning, getting up to his level, then it's a better organization. For a long time, it was only Chandler, and if it just gets back to that, then, you know, it's not that entertaining.
Like she said, I like Rickles. I knew Chandler for a long time. I actually wrestled Chandler in college.
Who won?
I won.
What was the score?
Any boner timeouts?
15-3?
15-3. First round of nationals as a true freshman.
This dude was as a freshman. Yeah. What year was he?
He was a senior.
As a senior? And he was All-American, right?
Not that year. He was ranked 7th that year.
15-3 as a freshman.
Yeah, it was
and you were up a weight class, right?
Yes, sir.
How can they never bring that up?
I think Bjorn had that backstory, and we were going to play that once I got into Bellator. And I came into Bellator at 155, and they were going to play that whole backstory. And, you know, I was kind of, you know, that's kind of the past. Let's, you know, let me be a fighter kind of thing. So, you
fuck
know,
we
were playing that backstory.
You know how hard it is to beat Michael Chandler 15-3 as a freshman when he's a senior?
I know how hard
that's
it
big.
Was. Yeah, it was hard. I was like, oh, yeah. You know, and trust me, I almost threw up going into the match because I'm like, yo, come on. First round of Nationals, you're going to give me Michael Chandler? Like, but. You know, it was a big thing. But, so I know Chandler for a long time. I'm not, you know, raining on his parade or anything. Chandler's done a great job and he's doing amazing. And I like Rickles, you know, because I know him through the organization. But I think Chandler's got what it takes to
Now, Chandler's only
lost. And they fought before.
And his only losses have been to Eddie Alvarez,
and
which
Brooks.
I thought he won both those fights, mm-hmm. and Will Brooks, which,
I agree.
In Wars.
Second Brooks fight, he didn't know where he was. That was scary.
Will Brooks figured him out.
Against Will Brooks, Chandler, that second fight.
And who
fight,
was the other one?
Eddie Alvarez.
He lost to Eddie Alvarez.
Alvarez, I think he won for sure. Brooks definitely won that.
Yeah, he figured him out. The first fight, it could have gone anyway, but then the second fight, Brooks already knew what he was going to see, and he had more confidence in the fact.
Now, do you miss going to the fight, staying at the hotel, partying afterwards?
Yeah, I get sad about it often.
Fuck that. You've got to change. I don't want to see you sad, but you're a mom now, so it's.
I know, but I can do both.
Now I think you can too.
If it, you know, especially for an organization that only has fights.
Now, if the World Series of Fighting called you, right, Invicta, WSOF, Titan FC, let's say they called you up and said, we want you to be our ring girl, would you do it?
Well, I'm talking to Invicta about doing the December show. I don't think I can say the date, but it's in December. And I would love to do that, but I think it's just a guest. And then I did ask Bellator, because I think it looked good for both of us, if I did a super show. I think it looked good on both of us. It'd be a good promotion for both of us. And I haven't gotten an answer.
Well, listen, Bellator, okay? You guys want more viewers? Okay, you hired Jade Bryce. I'm not watching it. I will not tweet about it. Well, I probably
you're
will.
You're going to get a lawyer after me.
If you hire Jade for Bellator, I will give you 3 times the amount of tweets. And I have 56,700 followers of loyal fans, okay? Hashtag hire Jade, okay? Hashtag hire Jade, people listening.
And, you know, I'm not UFC's type, really. So,
because you're natural,
yeah.
Well, and curvy, and I think they like skinnier girls.
Now, will you breastfeed while holding the thing up? That'd be pretty damn awesome.
And I can do a whole campaign, normalize breastfeeding.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd be
great.
And then WSOF would be awesome too. Yeah. I mean,
Ali,
I don't
come
have
on,
contacts at these places.
Ray Cepho, Ali, they both follow me. Get on it. Okay. The other girls you have, they're good, but they look like they need a sandwich. All right. So, Bobby Lashley versus James Thompson. It's a rematch. Thompson won the first one.
I say Lashley.
Lashley?
What do you think?
Oh, you're picking the black guy.
Bobby, who do we like?
I'm glad she went first. I'm going to say Bobby Lashley, I guess.
You like Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, no, I like Bobby in this fight. They've already fought once, so, you know, the notoriety, the knowing each other and familiarity is there. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and
He's surprisingly not better to me.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm thinking, and that's a little bit why I'm going with him for that. I'm always holding on to Bobby Lashley, like the next one he's gonna be much better, you know. And then the last fight he just looked okay, you know, looked the same, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, the next one, because every fight that I fight, I get better, no matter who I'm fighting against. I throw more combinations, I throw more kicks, and you know, I start off just trying to take a shot right off the bat. Right. Now it's like a couple punches, then a shot, a couple punches, maybe a kick, then a shot. So every time I evolve, that's kind of where I'm seeing Lashley being coming from a similar wrestling background.
Well, he was like, I think, a junior college national champion, yeah, right? And he was in the
so
Army.
He's got to
evolve.
You
see Bobby Lashley?
Nope.
The guy looks like you've never seen him. He looks like a cartoon character. Just huge black guy, huge chest, just a monster. And then but he talks.
And he's not in jail.
He's one of these guys that you're like, okay, this guy is the next big thing. Great wrestling background, but for some reason he lost to Chad Griggs in a weird fight. He lost to James Thompson, and when he wins, he just takes you down and smothers you. He just can't seem to put it together. And he's a pro wrestler. He's in the TNA wrestling.
Okay,
he's actually like a full time pro wrestler and a fighter, but for some reason, just something isn't clicking. I don't know. Maybe he just. Like, he doesn't have power, but he's huge.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's too muscular to have power. What are your thoughts on Bobby Lashley?
I agree exactly with what Bubba said, which has been all the way around with the other four fights. I agree with him. Yeah. We've been waiting and waiting for it to get better, but I still would side with him on this fight.
Against James Thompson? Yeah.
I'm holding on to him getting better and it being this fight. Now, especially because he knows the guy already. He knows what he's in for. He knows what's coming at him. So I think he'll get better by
now. Now, was he in your American Top Team when you were there?
No, I was already gone by the time last year.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture of him. This is him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
my prison nightmare right there. You'd be like, you're my new bitch. I'd be like, okay, whatever you want.
But, right? I mean, you look, look at this guy and you're like, man, this is the next heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
And for some reason.
You know what, though? A lot of times when you see these guys that are incredibly well built, it doesn't mean they're necessarily going to win the fight.
No.
You know, I've seen that a bunch of times in these fights with this guy. You're like, oh, my God, how could that guy lose? And then he gets his ass kicked and you're like, wow, it doesn't.
Shit,
that,
Bob
the body
Sapp
doesn't make the fighter.
Bob Sapp didn't win many fights at all.
He did in the beginning. Yeah, in the beginning, he beat Ernesto Hoos twice.
Yeah.
And then something. Then he's, I don't know. What
and
happened.
Then he was still the big black guy and then, you know, didn't get do it. And this is me speaking bad about a black guy.
There you go.
You guys out there.
Take that.
Even you'll
take that.
Criticize
bloggers.
Bob Sapp.
Who did you say for Rickles and Chandler?
For Rickles versus.
I like Rickles.
Chandler. Rickles is really good for TV. Yeah. Chandler is got character of gold, though. He is one of the fighters that. You know, was different than everybody else that I.
Nice guy, because like he came
loyal,
to my show. Nice guy,
honest.
Cool wife. You know, Missouri guy, standout guy. I just think that.
And he's fighting in St. Louis.
I just think Will Brooks is like 6 foot
fighting
two.
In St. Louis.
6 foot two athletic black guys.
Brooks
are just,
ain't no six
I know, but I'm,
two.
He's tall, dude. He's just hard. Like sometimes it's just you get these guys that are just real tall,
really rangy,
and they're hard to figure out. You know, I just feel like
I think
couldn't.
Brooks and Chandler are around the same height.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Chandler's like 5'5", 5'6".
No, Chandler's taller.
I promise you. He's like, let's Google it.
Chandler's
he's not taller than 5'8".
Guys 5'5", okay, 5'6".
Chandler's not. Chandler's 5'9". I'm going to say that Brooks is 5'11".
Let's see.
5'10".
He's 6'7".
New
the other guy's
co-host.
Like,
DJ Rice. New co-host. Poor Marina's going to hear this and we're going to kill me.
He's 5'8".
I love you, Marina.
You're
you
right
know I'm just joking.
She won't listen to it. All right. So now, she's not going to. So now UFC on Saturday night, Vitor Belfort, Dan Henderson. I'm calling the
what
Belfort.
Year is this?
Hot tub time machine fight of the night.
Well, we decided Belfort for that.
We decided Belfort.
Yeah.
This is the third fight. Third time they fought.
What's the score?
It's 1-1.
Oh, man.
What do we like?
I want to go with Henderson. I do. You know, the wrestling background, the whole, you know, he's got that one-hitter punt, but I got to go with Belfort.
Do you guys actually bet on the fights?
No.
Are y'all allowed? Yeah, I do on Countermove.
Countermove?
Uh-huh.
I'm allowed to bet, but you know what it is? I would bet with my heart and not with my head, so I'd probably lose almost every time.
I do that. Yeah, I do that a lot. But I win almost every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you betting on this fight?
Yeah, I haven't yet.
When do you wait? To the last minute? Or do you get paid by Countermove? They pay you to tweet, right, or something?
Oh, sometimes to post, but I actually do bet on the app. Like, I enjoy it because since I have sat next to it, I feel like I kind of know what the fighters, like, what to expect from them, so mm-hmm. It's a little bit more fun.
Do you ever hear rumors about guys having terrible camps, and then you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to bet on this guy, the other guy?
Sometimes, yeah. Or, like, I know, like, when Chandler had just gotten married, you know, I think he got married and built a house, like, right before one of the fights. And I was like, oh, well, he probably hasn't trained very much, you know?
Gotcha. By the way, your kid is very distracting with his poop touching.
Okay, now. That kid doesn't realize his hand's in paradise.
This
right
kid
now.
Is my new favorite person in my entire
this
life.
This kid's a winner. I love you, Soul.
So, by the way, our next co-host is Soul next week. We're having is this going to be me and Soul?
It's going to be like, what do you think, Soul?
Yeah.
Jay can't make it, but Soul's coming in.
That's right.
Soul, what do you think? Okay, so now Pat Cummings versus Glover Teixeira. Now, by the way, Belfort and Glover have a bet that who's gonna knock out their opponent faster. They both are that confident that they think that he thinks he's gonna knock out Glover's gonna knock out Pat Cummings. I don't see it. I mean, Pat got knocked out by Daniel Cormier. First fight in, a week notice.
OSP.
Bright lights. OSP, who hits harder than anybody.
Man, those darn black guys, I tell you.
But no, I'd say Cormier is one of my favorites.
He is one of my favorites, yeah.
I'm going with the Penn State boy, one of my good friends.
Is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah.
Nice.
You don't understand.
Pat Cummings.
Pat Cummings got a lot of brothers, and they're all wild and crazy.
I heard the Cummings brothers, they're a big wrestling family, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they wrestle in college too?
Yeah, they all did. And they're nuts. They're all crazy. You get them all in a room, don't have any glass or anything breakable because something's going
crazy.
Down. They're doing dollar takedowns.
You know? Oh, their poor mom. Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's like, why can't I have anything nice?
And they're all big ass dudes. You know, they're all jacked big dudes.
That was a gift from your grandfather.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm going with Pat Cummins, even though it's not a, you know, probably like this. If I had a bet, put money on it, I probably would slide a little bit more with Teixeira because it's a little bit of a safer bet. But, you know, I'm going to go with my boy.
Jade?
Glover.
Glover?
She's talking about
money.
Also with Glover.
Yeah. All right. And then
whatever she says, that's what I'm going with. No. I actually have seen both these guys fight, and I would go with Glover.
Finally, because we're pressed for time, there's a lot of Chaz Kelly's is fighting, by the way. Clay Guida versus Tiago Taveras. Johnny Case is fighting. We're going to talk about a guy who's with Tipa Fighter, Anthony Berchek. He's fighting Thomas Almeida, who's like 23-0, I believe. This dude came into the UFC at 19-0.
Sounds dangerous.
Has just been killing people.
Yeah.
Although he was hurt in his last fight against Brad Pickett.
But Brad got that one punch knockout, though.
He trains with you guys, right?
Yeah, he was at ATT.
Yeah.
He's tough. Brad, I mean,
have you sparred with him?
I haven't sparred with him, no. But I've been choked by Brad, and he's got a grip on him.
Really?
He's got a grip on him. I took a bad shot on Brad one time, and
Did you tap or he went out?
He let me go.
Okay, that's
good.
He let
me go. It was one of those.
It was a friendly.
Yeah, it was a friendly. It was friendly.
It was a friendly.
So Berchek, although Berchek, I'm going according with Berchek. To Berchek, Berchek called him out in the IFC or in the MFC. Wanted to fight him for years.
The independent
Berchek
film
is
channel.
A badass.
What?
He's a badass. He's very confident. He's very, like, you know, he is that. If you didn't see him in the UFC and you saw him on the street, he'd be ready to fight you.
I introduced Bubba to Berchek in Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. And I go, this is Bubba Jenkins. And people don't know Bubba Jenkins. When they the name, they're like, holy shit, like their eyes, because he's like, he's very famous in wrestling.
In wrestling,
he's like, you know, he's a college star. He's like Stephon Marbury in college basketball.
Yeah,
right?
I was the Jameis Winston minus the rape case.
Yes, the Jameis Winston.
Because okay. I did have some crab legs every now and then. Yeah,
so Anthony, I go, Anthony's a wrestler too. And then Anthony goes to you, I could take you down. And then you're like, in wrestling? No way. He goes, well, it was just funny. Like, they were like, it was like two, like they were talking
and
about.
And he's a competitive dude,
competitive,
you know?
So. Dude. Right away, he said, I could take him down. So yep. He's fearless. And his, yeah, and his he wife. Is. So I'm going for Bird Check. You?
Bird Check, again, only one that I've seen.
Okay. So listen, guys, I want to thank our sponsors, Tip a Fighter, at Tip a Fighter. Fighters, you listen, we see what you're making. It's bullshit. Not some of you guys, but some of you guys are getting fucked, man, and girls getting fucked. You put your lives on. I mean, this guy wrote a whole article about it, about how $20,000 to 10 and 10 makes you leave with $6,000. Yeah, if you're making $10,000, you leave with $4,000. Okay, that's not what you should be making. So, you know, hopefully one day you'll make more money, but for right now, okay, we're doing everything we can. So Tip a Fighter, meaning the fans, can throw money your way. You want money on countermove.com, you should share it with Burcheck. Also, American Icon Autographs, AIASE.com, the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events, as well as D-Cypher.
D-Cypher!
Listen, call these guys, okay? I know MMA fighters that have been using D-Cypher personal coaching. They've been a huge help. Don't wait. Call them at 1-888-731-COACH. That's 1-888-731-2622. They help everyone reach their goals. They're there to help you. Once again, they've helped NFL players, baseball pitchers, hockey players, Bellator fighters, WSOF fighters, UFC fighters, even a champion or two, and actors from Game of Thrones. Okay, so check them out. This weekend, I will be at the Comedy Palace in San Diego. Ooh. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, Comedy Palace in San Diego.
Come for the comedy, stay for the Greek food.
Yes. Bubba, what do you got?
I'll be at a camp in Colorado, man. I'm actually excited about it. Going to be a lot of kids there. And, you know, I get to spend some time in the high altitude for a little bit. But, nice. You know, I'm going to do a little Bubba J camp kind of thing.
How long are you going to be there for?
2 days.
2 days. Now, are you going to train MMA when you're there?
No. Strictly wrestling. It's kind of like, you know, basically it's a weekend. So I would go for a run or something like that on the weekend.
Are there other big-time college wrestlers there?
There might be. Yeah, it's a big camp. There's going to be a lot of people there, so cool. I'm excited about it.
Greg, what do you got coming up?
Tomorrow night I'll be at my home club, the Ha Ha Cafe, right here in North Hollywood.
Jay, what do you got coming
Friday
up?
Friday night. That's Friday night, I mean.
A bunch of mommying. But right now I'm based in Austin, and I train at Onnit like 5 times a week, and they're great with fighters.
You train at Onnit 5 times a week?
About 5 times a week at Onnit Academy. They've got a lot of the alpha male guys there.
Yeah.
They've got cryotherapy, and I train there a lot. So if
anyone's
ever there.
Did you hear about the girl
there,
freezing herself doing cryotherapy?
Yeah, I heard of that, but you're not
but
ever supposed to do it by yourself.
She did it by herself unsupervised.
I did it
so
once where the thing wasn't raising, and I almost passed out because of the nitrogen.
Yeah. And your boyfriend's bar is what? Where can people go to?
It's the Gatsby.
The Gatsby.
Yeah, on 6th Street in Austin. It's like a jazz bar with high-end cocktails.
And when's he going to be out of town? I'm kidding. You're a great guy.
Listen,
great guy.
Scott, thank you for allowing this. So thank you guys so much. Take care and have a great week.